Today's subject that we are going to learn about is the next one of the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. And the Beged that today's topic is the Me'il. The Me'il, translated literally, is the long robe that the Kohen Gadol would wear when he would go. It was a long robe all the way down. Now, the Pasuk says that on the bottom of the robe, there was pamoin zav v'rimoin. There was a pomegranate and there was a bell. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Why did they have bells? Because the Kohen Gadol, when he would come, everyone should know when he would come, it would ring. There's a machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says that the pomegranates were hollow structures, and right next to it were the bells. The Ramban says no, that the bells were in the pomegranates. That's what he says. And his lashon is, the ilin noi haya, if it was just for noi, that means if it wasn't a case for the bells, havale lases tapuach, they should have made apples. That's what the Ramban says. So the Mefarshim asking the Ramban, why should they have made apples? Why apples? So it says because in the Menorah, part of the Tapuchim was there. It was an apple-shaped figure. That it says in the Menorah, there was a kaftar, and there were prochim, and there were gvim, and the shape of the kaftar of the prochim was kamin tapuach. This is the machlekes that we have between the Ramban and Rashi, whether the bells were in the pomegranates or not. Frekte Rebbe, what does this mean? What is the Ramban Shaila? Why, if it's only for niceness, should it have been an apple because of the menorah? Why does an apple show more niceness than a pomegranate? L'chaim, a pomegranate is also very nice. Why, if you're looking for niceness, does it show on a pomegranate? An apple and not a pomegranate. And that explains, al pi primis in yonim, by first explaining a different thing. Why take was there a inyan that the Kohen Gadol should come with noise? The madnazach. The Torah says, "Loi birash yovei el hakodesh." The v'derech klal avodas Hashem is not birash. It shouldn't be bishturim. Daven quietly b'mesinos inside. Why is it that mitamo in the Kohen Gadol he has this whole fancy things? And also, why, if there has to be a noise, is it made from bells on the bottom of the meal? The pasuk, the reason is because when you kick with your legs, that's what makes the noise. But the Rebbe explains an interesting thing, that the noise refers to tshuva. It says when somebody is trapped somewhere and he's running back to the right direction, he goes with a big shtud. And that's how you find that the Bali tshuva are bederech klal more excited, they're more into it than people which are, you know, born with it. Because when they see, they're coming from the place where they are, so when you pull back and you go further, it's with a bigger shturim. And like we say, I know a story that one time someone came to the Baal Shem Tov and asked that the chassidim, how come they make all these funny tnuas when they daven? So he says, they were laughing at the chassidim. So Baal Shem Tov said, come with me to the ocean. And he saw somebody drowning. And the person that was drowning, he was flying with his hands trying to tread water. And he asked the people, why don't you laugh on him? He says, oh, because the person is trying to save himself. He's trying to get out of the water and come to dry land. So the Baal Shem Tov said, a chassid, when he davens, he feels he's trapped in Olam Hazeh, he's sinking. He's in the waters, the Mayim Rabim of Gashmias. And his davening is to get out of this Gashmias. He's trying to save himself and go out. And therefore, the Kohen Gadol, his inyan was tshuva. His inyan was representing all the yidin, even for tshuva. Now, It says the symbol for a Rasha is a Rimon. Like we say, Apilu Poisha Yisrael Melei Mitzvahs Kerimon. In other words, the symbol, if we want to show the Rasha, we show the Rimon. However, it's brought down that Al Pi Kabbalah, it says the Ramban is more of a Mekubal. The Inyan of a Tapuach, it's a Ziskite. It says this Tapuach has a special Mesikus to it. That represents a tzaddik. That represents a tzaddik. That means the Rimon represents more of a Rasha, so on, that's on the bottom of the meal. So it's on the bottom. And the Tapuach represents the tzaddik more. And that's the machlokes between the Ramban and Rashi. The Ramban was a Mikubal. Rashi is Pshutei Shel Mikra. So when you look at the person that has Averis, how do you look at him? Do you look at him as a Rimon, or do you look at him as a Tapuach? Rashi says, well, you look at him as a Rimon. That's who he is. He's a Rimon. He's on the bottom of the meal. And therefore, according to Rashi, he's a Rimon. The Ramban agrees that there are also Rimonim on the bottom of the meal. Now, then inside the Rimonim would be the Pamay, would be the bells. Because if it would only be to show what type of Yid it was, I would rather put a Tapuach. How could every Yid be a Tapuach? If you look at the Etzem and Hashem of every single Yid, he's a Tapuach, he's a Zisa Yid. Every Bacher is potential, it's a Zisa Yid. Every person has the potential and has the ability and capability, if you would be in the right circumstance and the right atmosphere, you know the lines, that if this boy would be in the right atmosphere, and therefore, don't look at the external Rimayin, look more at the Tapuach. What's the Irah for us? People come with Tainus, how come I make a shturim about not just doing mitzayim, it's about doing mitzayim with a shturim? Why go and make a rash? Why go on the streets and make mitzvah tanks, all this stuff? Why do it b'shturim? So there's two answers. Like we said, tshuva is b'rash. The pamins of erimayim, the bal tshuva, ingin of tshuva is b'rash gadol. And therefore, when it comes to making bali tshuva, we also do it b'rash gadol. Then there's another point. The Rebbe says that we're dealing with the dur as the klipa shem sichnish gain b'shturim. All the advertisements, all the stusim are b'chol ha'shturim. Someone once said the problem with today's youth is that the Olam Haza is getting more and more colorful and the Gemara is still staying black and white. In other words, does blive the old-fashioned black and white. And all the stusim and the Nefesh HaBahamis is in full color. And all the different levels of, you know, it's already... And Abraham, how could you expect the Nefesh HaLikis, who stuck with the old-fashioned black and white Gemara, to compete against all the new... I don't even know what's new out there. I would say something, and you'll tell me I'm old-fashioned. So whatever the latest thing is that's out there, that's the Chol HaShturim. So therefore, says the Rebbe, that... Therefore, also the Avodah of Tshuva has to be b'shturim. You take the shturim of Olam Haza, the shtus, the klipa, and you're mahapichit with the koyach of the Eibishter to shtus the kedusha.